All right, so I'm learning, right?
Yeah,
I'm learning that I can only play 15 seconds or else Gary gets...
After how many episodes, dog?
For real.
I think it's
188. For real.
188? What was it? What number were we
What song is that, dog?
I think it was Kid Cudi. I think.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is Kid Cudi.
Right? Yeah. So you didn't like the Kid Cudi concert, huh?
No, because it was...
Damn. Sorry, Kid Cudi.
Hey,
I love Kid Cudi.
With your hair slicked back like that, you look like Mo when he went on the date with Marge.
Very true.
Hey, how's it going, Midge?
Midge.
He called her Midge.
That's
hey, weird. How's it going,
Is that
Midge?
Better?
No. Not at all. It was worse.
I think you could make it worse, but this motherfucker.
No, I keep.
Now you're like Carrot Top, bro.
I keep making it worse.
Now you're like ugly ass Carrot Top.
I look like Kofi Kingston.
Like, no, hell no, nowhere near.
Ace Ventura.
Don't disrespect the guy like that.
You do right, look my like, bad. My bad.
What's the name? What were they calling him?
Are we gonna play a little game called "What Does Gary Look Like"?
That too.
What does Gary look like?
Ding 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 ding.
Yo, if you got no help, you almost would have lost that title, bro. You're lucky he stepped in. You almost lost that title.
Improv 101, baby. I got you.
Oh, my God.
But no, Gary, you look like a lot of things with
that
hair.
You look like Ace Ventura, White Devil. What did they call him? What was the actual African name?
Mkaka. That wasn't it?
No.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Kaka.
All he said was
It was
Iguazo
Ocha.
Iguazo
Ocha.
It was Chicago.
Look, we got it. You can edit the pod. Look it up on YouTube.
Nah, fuck that.
Iguazo Ocha.
Hey, remember when?
And it was guano.
Yeah, bat guano.
Remember when he learned what that was?
The bat guano.
Yeah.
But he willingly ate it. I like how one of the first things that pop up is Ace Ventura rhino bird. Because it's the funniest shit in the movie.
Nasty shit in the movie.
All right, here we go. He comes in peace. Yes, I was right.
You were right. You're right. My bad.
Iguazu Ocha.
Bang, bang.
But it is funny when he's fucking that one chick.
Shot the doorknob.
When he's fucking that one chick. Iguazu Ocha. Iguazu Ocha.
Iguazu Ocha.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? Now whenever I go to Starbucks, I'm just going to be like, Iguazu Ocha. No one's going to know what I'm talking about. Except for, ironically, a white guy that likes Ace Ventura.
I'm sorry, sir. The sizes are venti, grande.
And we don't serve horchata.
Iguazu Ocha.
We don't have horchata, sir. Yeah. Not here.
And then they're like, what do you want? Let me get a venti. Shit.
Can you please put a shirt on, sir?
Put your shirt back on.
Can you please rub off the blackface?
Yo, that'd be sick.
You know what? I'm just starting the podcast from here.
I would just look like a double chocolate Oreo. You know, have you seen those?
Trash.
Limited edition double chocolate Oreos.
Nobody's actually doing blackface, Gary. We're just talking about it in like hypotheticalisms.
Come on, brother.
Well, now we gotta start over. Come on, brother. No shit. Put this here for you, for me.
No shit, but no, I'm saying no context. Uh-huh. We're coming into, and then I was in blackface at Starbucks.
Yes.
No context.
Yes.
Just starting there. I'm still leaving it in, man.
And I was like, what, y'all don't got Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
That's what I would ask if I was in blackface.
Why? Wait. And how does that help the joke?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Why else would I be in Starbucks?
That's
the
worst yes and.
Okay, whatever. Khan was in the way. What?
Whoa. Yeah. Hey, I almost got confused because my notes here are say Khan Bros 2.
Are we still Khan Bros though?
No, like, we're not.
I feel like we are still Khan Bros to us.
Of course.
But to the rest of the people, we're not.
We're shit.
That was a chapter.
Nah, I got something.
Come on.
Actually, let's go off that.
The shitheads?
Well,
no, we're not. We're not.
Our fans.
We're not.
All two of them.
Well,
you guys
we
are
could.
Shitheads.
Yelling to the mic, but we're not.
Y'all shitheads.
Can we?
They are. Okay, whatever.
What do you call them? Gigabytes?
Gigashits?
Gigapets? Gigglypuff?
Oh, fuck them gigapets. They used to die like.
I'm never going to like any of the content we do.
Giggity giggities?
No, come on.
Get them all out. Get them all out. This is a good thing.
Sorry about it.
Get all the bad ideas out. We're good to go.
Sorry about it.
Okay, okay. So are you going to tell the people why?
They're shitheads.
They're shitheads.
No,
or
I'm not.
Gigabytes. Or giga shits.
No, I'm not. All right, cool. So
our gigapets.
Our right. Giggly puffs.
Because RIP Convos.
I was proud of
hey,
it.
You know what? How do I say goodbye? I can only do 15 seconds?
Nah, you could do as long as you want, as long as the rendition is fire.
No, I think as long as the rendition isn't fire, ruin it for us. What are you doing?
I'm ruining it. I'm putting Boys to Men over
Pitbull. You gotta harmonize with them.
Oh, no, I was putting Boys to Men over a Pitbull beat.
1 second. You put Chicago in that song, bro? Why?
Da da do do da da do do da da do do da da do do. Say shut up, shut up, say shut up, shut up, say shut up, shut up.
It's very difficult to harmonize with him when you over here just putting in Pitbull. Of all choices,
da da do do
da da do.
So let's talk about that real quick. You guys were you guys into Pitbull at all?
Yeah, I was big time into Pitbull.
But like,
wait,
in your Serato?
What your ass say?
There was a moment there where we loved Pitbull, man.
Who the fuck is we?
Pitbull was out here. Pitbull was dope. Pitbull.
You're speaking we as a universal thing.
City of Gods.
Mr. 305.
It was before he was doing.
Mr. Worldwide.
It was before the Neo song. It was before.
Nothing was before the Neo song.
Yeah, it was around the time where we loved the song like Hotel Room.
You keep seeing we.
All the homies.
Elver, I could see Elver fucking with it.
Yeah, no, we was
Elver would send a text right now, top five song all time. Fuck you, Elver.
Why?
Shits and gigs.
Meet me at the hotel. You guys never played that song?
We did.
Yeah,
but I didn't play it in my Serato.
No,
not in my car.
Damn,
I heard it on the radio.
Rich. That's like definitely in this bitch. Potted to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potted to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
And we just here for the shits and gigs, y'all. What up?
All right, I like it. So is this gonna be an intro from now on?
He went through. He just sat there high as shit and said, "I got it. I gotta stop everybody before I lose it." Sat there high as shit.
Let me cook.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yo, this podcast is never gonna be anything, bro.
Nah, I'm trying. I'm late.
No, you're trying.
All my inhibitions are loose right now. Yeah, did you just see me loose?
Yeah, no.
These are my inhibitions. Dicks out.
It looked like you were tugging on your lips.
You got a dick print and everything. Your mammal toe showing. I see it.
Your mammal? Is that what you call my dick?
Yeah, your mammal toe. I mean, what? I'm supposed to call it what your girl call it?
A camel toe?
Damn, your girl called it.
Geary?
Your girl called it a camel toe?
Why you got that camel toe, Geary?
It's a camel toe or it's a camel's hump? No. Camel's foot?
A moose knuckle.
That's what
moose knuckle.
That's what Chris Tucker ate in Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Camel's hump.
Yo, you think that show was pretty fire? They served it in Cali. What? Camel's hump.
Really?
I wonder. The motherfucker ate it.
No, but that's what you call a Middle Eastern porn.
Cool.
Camel's hump? Yep. Really?
No, I made that up.
Okay, cool.
And that's really racist.
Just like you made at the top.
Edit. Yo, Gary, bleep.
Is it racist?
Everything that the past 10 seconds, bleep it.
I think
even you coming up with the intro.
No, actually, this use that.
Okay,
that's gonna be our bleep from now on.
No,
oh no, you haven't heard what our bleep is
until we play the audio from the new episode.
Yes,
okay,
and then we'll talk about it episode 3, so you have something to tune into, right? Because they really want to know.
The streets want to know.
Hey, so we're shits and gigs, right? That's us.
Hey, real quick. Who?
We didn't say who we were.
You did.
You just did, bro.
You just did. You had the whole intro.
I didn't say that was us, but yeah, that's us.
So, real quick.
You had the whole intro.
In all of our podcast history, who has been the one consistent person hitting you up about it?
We just doing it for the shits and gigs, y'all.
Normally, everybody that knows me knows I have a podcast.
I mean, yeah, but you have somebody that actually says that shit was funny or blah, 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 what have you. You don't have anybody that actually.
Do you have anybody that likes it?
Was there anybody consistent at all?
Yeah, nah, bro.
Sad as fuck. Sorry. No, Gary. The way Gary said it was sad, nah, bro. Why you say that?
You know what? Because I feel like, people, when we drop, people wouldn't listen to our podcast, but they see the podcast clips.
Yep.
Most of the people I know will look at the podcast clips.
Is that because we're sex symbols?
Probably.
It's like we're better visually?
No, honestly, it is, but...
Way to big us up, Gary.
I'm thinking that.
Honestly, it is.
I've never been bigged up, but I appreciate that. Nigga said, without regret, no.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, shit.
Who got disconnected on that one?
Ooh, shikaka. It's fine. I'm not going to play anything right now.
Iquitsuocha.
Iquitsuocha. Wait, did he just come
That's the name down? Of the episode.
With foam.
Good luck spelling it, dickheads.
Oh, we gonna sound that shit out.
He's like, Quince
will take from Quincy Jones.
That's what
Quince.
He spelled back here.
We figured out what's on that wall. White Devil is on that wall. That's what we figured out.
The previous owner was a big Ace Ventura when when nature called? Excuse me.
Oh shit, caca.
Pardon me one second. Let me gather myself.
Let me compose. Let me put my tongue back in my mouth.
I'm all my inhibitions. Let me gather my inhibitions.
They were loose. My tongue's too loose.
Let me roll up my inhibitions. In my head.
Like while his scrotum just sags from the bottom of his fucking whatever he calls those pants. Are those pants?
10 minutes in, and we're already talking about Gary's scrotum. Yo, what are those pants? What kind of pants?
What is that, velvet?
What are those pants?
Just over here, chilling with velvet pants. Welcome to Shits and Gigs.
Mike wears shorts so often, he forgot what pants look like.
Yeah.
What are those pants?
What do you call those pants?
What are those, like long shorts?
Wow, those are...
Long shorts?
Those are like a foot longer than mine.
Are those capris?
We got really long shorts on
or something? Yo, did any of you rock capris?
Bitch, what? Say it to my face.
No.
No? Okay.
I've only, because capris come up to high waters.
Yeah.
High waters, right?
Because you flooded before, I'm sure.
I've been flooded.
You've been flooded?
I've been flooded.
Did you flood, Rico?
I have a picture of I'm flooding. Recently,
I feel like you definitely would flood. I don't know if you flooded, Rico. Have you ever flooded?
Never.
But they're called, what's the skater name, dude? Or it's a name that sounds like a skater would have it. And that's what you call the pants rolled up. Starts with a C. I can't think of Chino.
I was gonna say
Chino. Really? Okay. Yeah, they're Chinos.
Give us your description again.
That was a weird description. That's why I was gonna say Chino, but
it's
I just
a
didn't.
Name.
Now
it's
that
a
I know
name,
the name, I want to know
because
the description.
This is how you know I'm not racist.
No, please explain.
I said it looks like a name, or it sounds like a name.
I'm glad he said name. I thought he was gonna go. It looks like a. Yikes.
It looks like a name a skater. It looks like a name a skater would have.
He looking like a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Matt
and
TV.
Not like Miss Swan.
It looks like the name a skater would have that is a really bad driver.
Okay, we can go with that too.
Yeah, I think I should bleep out mine, but yeah.
No.
I think you should bleep out mine.
I don't think there's anything on this pod that's bleepable.
Oh, we 100% raw, baby.
Yeah, no. I haven't listened. Never mind. I don't like doing that.
Even watch my
TikTok. I have a list and it goes Jada, Tupac, and Biggie. Outkast from Outkast.
Andre from Outkast.
Gary, gather your inhibitions, Gary.
No, because
your inhibitions.
He likes both of them. He likes Big Boy and Andre. That's why it's Outkast from Outkast.
Andre from... Andre from Outkast?
No, he likes both of them. He doesn't.
He named it twice. He said Andre from Outkast, three Big... stacks, Nas, and then me.
Terrible.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah, that's worse than Brian.
Yo, do we ever tell a story on the pod?
No, go ahead.
We can't. It's not our story to tell. But shout out to Brian for seeing Andre 2000 and calling him three. three.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, Trent?
That wasn't his name.
Now you got it. That's an Indo. That's an Indo joke.
Actually, nah, fuck it. Don't explain it.
Indo
what
smoke.
Up, Trent? Hey, make this a clip. What up, Trent?
What up, Trent?
Yeah.
We love you, dog.
He just called me Trent.
That's not how he said it. You just made it worse.
I forgot. I forgot. forgot he was Kermit the Frog. He just called me Trent.
Yeah, that's better.
Kermit the Frog here reporting for Muppet News.
Gary is definitely editing it. Because the funny thing is, now I'm editing it. Yeah, what's funny is he had to apologize still. And he
Shame, 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 shame. Trent, 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 Trent.
That's yeah, funny. I'm bitch now.
No, you are. No, I wouldn't be. Go ahead,
and,
bro.
And it's not that dude could beat me up no, or nothing
just,
like that.
It's just candor.
Gary got the George Washington haircut.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun. You look regal as fuck with that mullet. I love it.
That's what's up, bro.
How you look regal and illegal at the same time?
I do have a question for you.
Fire!
This is that
the name of the pod?
Is this I'm back,
holiday?
Baby!
This is the holiday episode. Are we going to record for Christmas?
Who the fuck said this was the holiday episode?
I'm asking, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, it might be.
Bitch, it might be. Because, why are you...
What's today's date?
Why are you a bah humbug? Why do you, like, not like Christmas?
Why are you the Grinch, bitch?
I feel that, like I said that day... I like Christmas. I like my Christmas tree.
Okay.
I like getting gifts. I like giving gifts, and
that's where it stops. You give Tupac props, and that's where it stops.
Yeah, holiday ham.
Okay.
And I said one more thing.
The fuck you call me?
Christmas parties.
Shout out to my new holiday ham.
That's a stray of mass proportions right there. But so
shout out to holiday ham.
Why? So you said. You got said now you got
maple on you right now.
You glazed as fuck.
You got three pineapples on a toothpick on your back
right now. You said
ground beef and breadcrumbs inside your ass.
Damn, I gotta go.
Wait,
get,
what?
I gotta go get some ham at your house. That's
yeah.
They got stuffing in your ham.
Yeah, that nigga said ground beef with breadcrumbs.
Oh, fuck with my mom's stuffing. That shit is fire.
No, but it's in the ham.
Everything.
That's what he's saying, bro.
Imagine a ham.
Before a stuffed
stuffing.
Ham.
A stuffed ham,
bro. That's wild.
A stuffed ham.
A stuffed ham. You better know it.
Stuffed ham. Yo, so, but why
shout
did you.
To,
so,
shout out to my new nickname.
You didn't like Christmas trees before Al?
The homie stuffed ham.
Christmas was always for girls to me. Like
what?
Yeah. Like, I've always told you about musicals, like, why I didn't like musicals, because people just, evil. Like, break out and dance for everything. Break out and song and dance for everything, but, like...
It's the musical.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah,
is that
yeah.
not dope to you?
I just didn't want to see it. I never watched Grease until this year. Did until like recently.
Did you like it as a husband yeah, or did you like it as a person?
I liked it as for some reason. Not
I'm so tight right now because I want him to do what he's doing.
You can do it.
Nah, that's all good.
Don't give him the green light because this dumbass is going to do it and fuck the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want audio to be fucked up.
No,
that's all.
His is fucked up right now. But it's all good. So anyway.
No, I don't know. If we hear crackling and yeah. I tell y'all, yo.
When you were braced, didn't you have a tree?
If we hear crackling,
no,
that's my
never.
There was never, a tree at this dude's house?
Never.
That's wild.
I never had a tree. I never put up Christmas lights. I don't know how to put up Christmas
lights. Never got a
lights.
Present.
My dad, I don't think he ever put up. We've had houses, but my dad never put up Christmas lights.
So that's maybe why you didn't really fuck
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, we never had a Christmas tree. Like, we made, and not on like, my parents hate Christmas.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah,
we
yeah,
were
yeah.
poor, nothing like that. But were it you, was just like.
Yo, if I hold it like this, it's a little, I'm just doming myself up when I talk on the mic.
No.
Were you
that's fire.
Were you ever envious?
No.
Were you ever envious walking down the street as a kid seeing other
do
people's lights?
Do I diddy dum diddy do?
Hey, you guys, hell. Yo, when you
well,
see
you said
other
walking
people,
down the street.
No, I know, but we were talking about Christmas trees.
What the fuck else do you say after walking down the street? Besides,
not that.
She look good.
It looks fine.
She looks fine.
Wanna make it mine?
Oh, bitch, we're supposed to go back and forth. You fucked that up.
Yeah, fuck. Nah, I went like three bars ahead.
I like how he's blaming it on you. He just abruptly brought it in.
Yo, but
you fucked up.
If he would have nailed
you fucked up.
You fucked up.
All right.
No, but if he would have nailed it, magic moment.
No, you would. You it would.
This magic moment.
With your lips so close to mine.
There we go. We back, baby. We back.
End of
to the end of time. Oh,
that was beautiful. makes magic. You know what's the bullshit? You know what's bullshit about this? I don't like musicals. This motherfucker just had a moment.
I just forced you to have a musical. Fuck you,
we
bitch.
We just did a musical. Wow,
you just got Inception.
Wow, you just impregnated me with Christmas cheer.
Wow. I'm so fucking joyful. Look at me. I'm all joyful and shit.
Gross.
Gary's you guys just saw Gary's heart grow two sizes live.
100%.
Why? But I say I like getting gifts, and I like giving gifts, and I like my Christmas tree. Everything else,
so you
I'm
like
just
aspects of Christmas. You just,
I'm just not there yet with everything else.
You are halfway
Christmas. I don't have kids to make me like. Hey,
yeah, I get you. Okay,
Santa and Santa. Santa is another one.
And Santa, that motherfucker.
That motherfucker owe me money.
Don't get me started on that fat bitch.
First of all, Santa, motherfucker can't even speak English.
And old Chrissy K, I got something to say to him.
Fuck it. I can pinpoint. Oh, is there somebody really know? Y'all know?
No, he really Chrissy wanted. K? No, no, he wanted to say something, but then had nothing, so he just said, "Fuck it."
That is 100% accurate.
That's what happens.
Holy shit!
That's what happens.
Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!
That's what happens when you shoot from the hip, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sometimes your ammo go out.
Yo, it was just funny.
Your audible is funny, though.
Mike saw it, and he saw my face, and he knew instantly I had nothing.
Well, funny, I didn't even have to look at him. I know.
I was just like,
you know what it was? You know what it was? It was just disappointment. He said it, and it went right into it. Went, just dug his face in his drink.
I was embarrassed. Does it still look like?
Threw up a little.
Yeah. Does it look like I'm sucking my own dick?
Chicago. Oh, man. But, I mean, you don't have anything against Christmas?
Wait, so...
No, I love Christmas.
Your children?
Yeah.
They know about Santa Claus? Can you tell, like, when your daughter stopped believing in Santa Claus?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she...
But you instilled that in her.
Yeah,
she's too smart for that shit. So
even when she was a youngling?
She was, like, six.
Okay.
And then, like, she like, caught me rapping something. And I was like, no, I'm just helping. Like, I'm just one of his helpers. Ah.
Height accurate.
Yeah.
Yo, stick around.
Shoes accurate, too.
The fuck?
Yo, why do you look stumpy today?
Because I had them extended. I gotta keep them close to me so I look like I got legs.
Yo, that's just hilarious. I've never had a problem with his shoe size, but they look stubby today just off that joke.
Well, I look like my dick small.
Oh, my dick small?
Oh, my dick small?
Oh, we can't do that.
No, but size 9.5, 10, depends. What were we saying?
We were talking about Santa Claus.
Just in case people were thinking about his dick.
Look.
Jessica, you thought about my dick.
I want y'all to get the wrong impression.
Just because you were so self-conscious about it. His shoes are actually nice. His shoes are actually really nice.
Oh, my God.
It was just don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me.
Show them your
just
hand
wanted,
size.
Just wanted you guys to know. That he had elf shoes on.
Imagine I put my feet up. It has like a little
then
bell.
Not.
It has a little bell on the toe. I'm like cling, 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 cling.
And just so you know, that was a Gary Flex showing off his Yeezy sandals.
You'd have to lift your foot up that high.
You can't even wear these anymore.
You can't even get these anywhere. What's up, bitch?
I said wear these.
Nah, I heard you. Like, run it back.
Yo, let him cook.
Watch slow mo. Yeah.
Nah, everywhere I go, everybody got their
you
Yeezys.
You see the same old hoe.
Yeah. Which the Yeezys are the same old hoe. Like, everybody got Yeezys now.
Like, that was funny when Adidas was like, we're still going to sell the Yeezys. We're just going to take the name off of the shoe. They're going to sell the exact same shoe just without calling it a Yeezy.
Well, I don't know if people are going to buy that, though, but.
Why not? This is like the Payless version. It's like when the Shaq shoe
was
Payless.
But then again, like, you will have people.
Y'all remember
like,
the Shaq shoe?
Yeah.
The Shaq shoe from Payless?
You ever had a pair of Shaqs, Mike?
No.
Liar.
Shout out to Payless. Didn't have Shaqs.
You didn't have Shaqs? Did you ever wear Payless?
I know Shaq.
I went to a private school. I went to a private school.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Payless was the move.
I said, no Shaq. I don't fuck Shaq.
I said, I know Shaq. I said, I blow Shaq.
It's like I know that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him like that.
I don't know him. Wait, how do you know Shaq? You for real?
Nah, I was kidding. He's totally. Totally. I don't fuck him. Fuck him.
Well, no, not me.
Confirmed. But why'd I ask you that?
No clue. Real quick, so we can get off holidays. There's Halloween candy. There's Christmas candy. Is there Thanksgiving candy?
I feel like candy corn falls in both Halloween and Thanksgiving.
I don't agree to that.
This shit looks like a cornucopia.
I can see how it could, but I personally
don't. Yeah, I said cornucopia.
That's another one. Candy canes. I'm not a big fan of candy canes.
I'm not a big fan,
but if you think about eating a candy cane, have you ever ate a candy cane and that shit was fire?
No, but I've never ate a candy cane.
There are fire candy canes.
There are fire candy canes.
There are.
They have Jolly Rancher.
If you're going to get... Yeah, if you're gonna get a red and white, of course, red and white is
peppermint
trash.
Peppermint,
but there are actually peppermint. The Peppa Pig, Captain 7.
Peppermint, Peppa Pig, Peppa Grinder,
Captain 7.
I've never had a candy cane and not turned it into a shank. No. Right. Have you?
That's how you jack off, bro. That's why you like Pitbull. You be jacking
off.
Oh,
y'all just gonna step?
Shut up! Shut up!
Y'all just gonna step on a joke?
You step on everything, nigga. Okay. You see how it feels, bitch?
Y'all some shitheads, man. Shout out to the shitheads.
Is that what we're calling them?
No. Well, them, yeah. Fuck.
It. You know what? Fuck it. The only people to comment, you guys get to choose what the people who like this show are called. I vote shitheads or
shitters
or gigabytes.
What if what's her name makes a return? The dude that shitted on you guys like the first couple episodes on the comment section. Still don't know who that is, by the way.
Oh yeah,
what was his name?
I was dumb. I was stupid.
You were stupid.
Yeah,
I mean you still are.
I still feel like it's somebody that knows me because I didn't even get shitted on. Mm-hmm. All three of you guys got shit
I still
on.
Feel like it's me. It was you, bitch.
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't.
Mike just took time out of his day.
Mike,
to
you
shit
are
on
them.
Us.
What's
too.
Funny is I wasn't in the podcast at the time, I think.
I really feel like I am the person that commented.
Big Papa.
Wait, hold up, what? How do you do that, dog? Anyway.
What'd he say?
He said he feels like he's the one that commented.
It was me.
It was me,
yo.
He was all drunk just one day.
Oh, yo, Gary Stupid. Bray's the dumbass.
He's typing this shit. He's like, this is going to give us that clout.
Nah, shout out to Bray's.
Yeah.
So there is no Thanksgiving candy.
No, Thanksgiving's trash. But Thanksgiving...
Nah, there's pumpkin pie.
No.
Pumpkin pie, maybe.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's not
actual
trash.
Pie can
Thanksgiving
be...
is more important than
fuck
Christmas.
All this unstructured shit. I got a good one for you guys. Thanksgiving food or Christmas food?
So Christmas food being
Christmas food?
Tamales.
What else do you for
Christmas food is everything. That's why Christmas food is better than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is so like one dimensional sometimes. You have turkey or you have ham?
Oh no, you have turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
stuffing.
But like with Christmas
stuffing.
Christmas you can bring
pies. Turkey.
There's no
pies.
Rules at Christmas. Christmas.
Here's Christmas.
I don't know.
No,
I feel like there's Christmas
food
is like, you're right. There's no rules in Christmas.
Gingerbread.
No.
I've never eaten a gingerbread man in my life.
If I'm thinking Christmas flavors,
change your life.
Peppermint, gingerbread.
Next week. No. Yo, next week when we come
bring
him.
Why you look so scared when he's like, no.
We're bringing him a gingerbread house.
Yo, because he said, change your life.
Change your life.
Nah.
Yo.
I like it the way it is. I got a house.
Yeah.
I got a house. I got a dog. I'm married. I don't want no gingerbread.
Here's your fucking gingerbread house right here. It's like a dick.
Mm-da-da.
Mm-da-da. Mm-da-da.
Shut up.
That's how he walks out? That's his exit music?
No, you missed it.
Shut up. Yeah. Instead
of shot.
He said, shut up.
What did he say? He say shots?
No.
He says shut up.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yo, that's a good question.
Bitch, pull up genius. No, don't. Nah. What's the name of the song?
Yo, that's definitely.
He's like, what's the name of the song? He's going to type in.
He will.
You should pull it up because we could hear what the song is.
But we can see
what
it is.
We can see what it is here, but he can pull up the song.
Well, I'll just sing it.
Pitbull.
He just want to sing.
Shut up.
I just type in mduda.
No.
Mduda. I'll tell you how to spell it.
Gary, I dare you. Do it and I bet you it pops up.
Or type in shut up.
I did. Pitbull, shut
no,
up.
No, I prefer mdada.
No.
U-M-D-A-D-A.
Do MMM. And we're going to do this live on the pod. MMM.
Oh, you know what? Is this...
It's that one. It's Shake.
It is. It's Yin Yang Twins Shake.
It's not Shake. Not Shut Up.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Shut up.
He said, that's it. Shut up. Can you imagine Gary in the club? Shut up.
I couldn't remember. It is Shake. You're right.
Yeah, shake.
How the fuck did it just randomly pop into your head like that?
I don't know.
Because we were doing the Dada.
Yeah.
That looked like you were doing the Pepper Grinder. What the fuck was that?
That's him. That's what he did. That's what I call it.
Yo.
Gary. You missed his little Pepper Grinder joke.
That's what I call it, though.
I'm bringing that over to SNG.
I don't call it a pepper grinder.
I'm bringing it to SNG.
Yeah. That was too audible.
Why do you have to
too good?
Why do you have to rub your lip too, bro?
Yeah, say it more like that. We're gonna have to bleep the first.
It's just gonna sound like I'm opening an old ass oven.
What kind of oven you got, bro?
I one from the fucking 17th century. Yo.
Sound like a fridge.
That's just a gap.
What kind of fridge you got?
Yeah, it sounds like a fridge. What, you got a fucking ice box?
Y'all got olden time appliances.
In my heart. Or in my chest where my heart used to be.
Oh, you Omarion, bitch?
Yeah. Omarion! Oh, hey.
Don't ever do that.
Omarion's... I was thinking about this today, so it's crazy that you say that. Omarion's...
Don't wanna get stuck up in this cold world.
Versus was... underrated. Like, he has so many songs that he could play, but he just did not perform them well.
Who do you verse
compared to Mario? I don't know if you guys ever saw that versus.
Oh, he went against Mario?
Yeah,
I saw that. That was terrible.
So Mario did Let Me Love You.
And then he just performed
the thing
better.
Is Mario has a catalog.
Did he do Just Friends?
I'm pretty sure.
How embarrassing. Yeah.
No. Mario.
He had the Bismarcky fucking analog.
Nah, he should got Bismarcky to come down and
did you snort? Hold up.
Why not call that analog, though? What's it called?
I don't know.
The...
Oh, hologram.
Hologram.
Wait, Bismarcky's dead?
R.I.P., yeah.
Shut up. Really?
R.I.P.
Wait, hold up.
No, hold on one second. Hold up.
I think I'm really asking this question.
He really is, bro.
Am I too high to remember?
Did you... How high were you on the day that Bismarcky died, bro?
I still haven't come down, apparently, because I still think he's alive.
Hey, he still probably doesn't. He thinks we're trolling him. Can you look that up real quick?
Can you please? Hey,
no, he...
Hey, Jamie, pull it up.
No. Look up Google it, not
hey,
YouTube.
Yo, don't call me Jamie.
Jamie,
hey, yo, Gary.
Okay, you can pull that up.
Don't call me Shirley.
Hey, call me Gamey.
hey, Gamey.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Holy shit. Yo, Gamey, pull it up, please.
Yo, you being Gamey is hilarious, bro.
Gamey in the game chair is hilarious. Holy fuck. Yo,
your Twitch name is Gamey, bro.
No, his Twitch name is Gamey in the game chair. That's what makes it funny.
What do y'all fools want me to look up? I forgot.
I don't even fuck with y'all. We just started a new podcast. I don't even fuck with y'all.
Gary.
Gamey.
It's Bismarcky.
Yo, shout out to Shits and Gigs, man. Yeah.
That shit's hilarious, though.
That is
funny. No, but he died. I don't know the exact date.
Yo, not fucking with your co-podcasters on the second episode is hilarious.
Really? Because that's been me for a while.
Fuck. Yo, tell us how you really feel, Mike.
I don't fuck with y'all ever.
Okay. You're making me horny.
You're getting me nice and gamey.
Okay.
All right, what's up, Bismarcky?
Yeah, dog.
Hey, pull that up, gamey.
It's funny. It's crazy because I gave myself that name.
No, you really did. That was all you.
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go.
You gave yourself that name, but I made it funny.
2021, he died.
Was it? Oh,
July 16th.
Damn.
2021. R.I.P. That's when Cameron Poe was supposed to fucking get out of prison. My daddy's coming home on July 14th.
Where the fuck is that from?
Oh, Con Air. Oh shit! I got the date wrong. Anyways,
shout out to Cameron Poe. Shout out to
Cameron Styles, Cameron Giles,
and shout out to long hair Nick Cage.
Yeah,
who Gary is trying to emulate.
Yeah,
or Gamey is trying to emulate. My bad.
Gamey with the Luis Miguel on deck.
On decky.
Hey, how tight
is Gamey making you?
Yeah.
No, I'm the one who said it. I don't mind it.
How long do you think you're gonna go?
With my hair, I'm trying to grow it out as long as
my back.
I don't know.
Would you ever just shave like the sides and just leave like that shit coming down in the back like a mane?
That was the plan initially. I'm growing out my sides now.
For what?
Because I don't want a mullet no more. I don't want a mullet no more.
So she's gonna let you come into bed just like that, growing
long,
your hair.
I want my hair longer than hers.
Dang, y'all gonna look like cool twins.
Yeah.
Gary.
He's all proud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's we twins.
You and, you're gonna be triplets. Esco too.
Yeah, Esco too. He's gonna be looking like cousin it.
we're gonna come to Gary's house one day in the morning and they're both gonna be in bonnets, just hair tied up.
Oh, bonnet house, little man bun house. Terrible.
They both go sleep like this.
Bunch of incense fucking burning.
Gary's kids, you know, never cut his kids' hair.
When we give dabs, you're going to get all this candle wax on your hands. I don't know why I'm doused in candle wax.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We freaky.
We freaky. That's a good excuse, though.
Freaky if you want to.
So honey.
So gamey.
Shout out to Gamey.
5 a.m.
Yo, no, Biz Markie really is dead?
Yeah, bro, it's right there.
We're looking at it, bro.
It's crazy.
All right, Gary, you can finally get to your notes.
He was on, what was that hip-hop kid show? The Roots were on there, too. What was that shit called?
I have no clue. That's all you.
The Roots are on fire.
The Roots are on fire. We don't need Questlove. Let that motherfucker burn. Oh, my God.
Y'all are awful for that, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all are better than that. Y'all are better than that.
No, but.
Well, we love Questlove.
No. Just the yes and was terrible.
Shout out to the Soulquarians.
It wasn't the fact that it's mean. No, it wasn't mean. It was just a terrible joke. Yeah. You guys are better than that.
I don't know if we are.
No, you aren't, but I'm just trying to big you
okay,
up.
Okay, there was a kid show, right? They had like a hip-hop DJ. And then the Roots were on it. All the hip-hop people were on it. Bruno Mars was on that shit.
He said all the hip-hop people were on Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I said, I mean, all right. Yeah, you got me.
Everybody right. was there. Bruno Mars.
All the biggest hip-hop acts were on there. Having Stevie Wonder.
He said, man, all the hip-hop. Harry Styles.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
The piano man was there, baby.
Straight from New Jersey.
That's what's up, man. What's up? What show is this called, though? What was this
yeah,
called?
Yeah, get to it.
What was this show called?
Fuck if I know.
Damn. On Nickelodeon? That's what it was called? On Nickelodeon?
No, Yo Gabba Gabba.
I never watched
it. He was on Yo Gabba Gabba. Yeah, yes, sir. That's true. He was.
That's what's up.
Dude, I pulled that one out of my ass just like you did.
And Biz Markie was on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, yes, he was.
A lot of people were on that. It was popping for a while. I think it's because it had a black one of the only human on there was black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Damn. The
so
only
it was
human?
Like Sesame Street?
Yeah, but for black.
Imagine all the puppets. We were black under there.
Yeah. Only dude I remember on Sesame Street was black. Black bald
guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Latino.
Oh, the Hispanic dude, yeah. Latino dude. I think she
were
was
there
like
any white people at Sesame Street.
I think the store owner.
Okay, this is gonna blow your mind. So, the old ball and chain told me that all the Sesame Street characters are kids.
Word. Oh, that's right.
Do you look at them as kids?
Yeah, I saw the Sesame Street documentary.
Oh, the Muppets are the actual the age
like
of
I,
the Muppets.
This is like completely weird to think about, but like I never looked at them as kids. I thought Big Bird was like an adult, and like I knew Elmo was like a little kid. But
well, Big Bird's just he looks
Cookie,
like an adult, but
Cookie
he's like,
Monster is clearly an addict.
He's like 6 feet.
Who can't get enough? Okay, okay, okay.
So they had a poor. So Oscar the Grouch was a poor kid. Like,
no, he was just a bum. Just a fucking bum.
All these kids, one bum.
Just he was like you know like that one 7-Eleven that's by like the middle school where all the kids go. Yeah. Oscar was the guy outside asking for change.
Nah, Oscar hung out with worms. Remember that?
What a worm! What a big worm!
His friend was a little worm. Little orange worm.
So Bert and Ernie
I mean, it's a decent-sized worm.
So Bert and Ernie weren't fucking because it was kids.
No, Bert and Ernie were a gay couple.
Okay.
Low-key, Sesame Street is Seinfeld because, like, everything took place in the one building.
Wow, why? Because
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, zero, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Edit that.
What'd you say?
Edit that. Bleep it, Gary. Can you bleep stuff?
Yeah.
Yo, can you just...
Y'all,
like,
y'all can catch on the Patreon.
No, yo, here's what you can do. You're going to show me about to say it, then you're going to cut, and then you're going to cut back to right after I say it. So it's going to be like this. It's going to be like a quick cut. You're not going to know what I say. That's fire.
You should have just...
1, 2, 3, 4
Yo, so did Tory Lanez shoot Meg Thee Stallion or not?
And Meg the Foot?
Yeah, did Tory Lanez shoot Meg the Hoof?
No, I'm bringing back
the
joke.
They went to court, no?
Yeah, apparently the best friend said...
Go best friend. Go best friend.
Yeah,
go
she did
friend.
That.
Right, that's my best friend.
She asked for like the Fifth Amendment and so plead, right now. Like, just basically, apparently, she kind of fucked up the case where Tory might get off. I haven't read too
damn,
much into
he
it.
He got off with each of them and got off?
Yeah, apparently.
Son.
And then she said, she caca. Call
back. Guano.
Guano. I'm back to Guano. No, there was a basically a text message that's going to be released about the best friend texting somebody else that Tory basically was dragging her because she was all bruised.
Tory dragging me.
Yeah, like it was basically him.
That's that'd be a crazy, like, this is the text message. It's just, they left
all
her
caps,
on.
All caps, Tory dragging me right now.
Nah, she's still immature. It was like, cap, lowercase, cap, lowercase, capital, capital, lowercase.
I can't read.
Tory dragging
me. It's like, dragging. All it's these... like, A, capital A, lowercase A, G, 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 9G.
OMG,
all these
Tory
typos
drag.
And shit.
Tory dragging me. Oh,
yo, why Meg always text like this?
No, it was the best friend who's saying this, right?
Go best friend. Go best friend.
She didn't say that, but the best friend said that she texted somebody that she's still bruised up from being dragged.
I see.
Wasn't in the case, but because either she fucked up or Tory fucked up, now they're bringing that text into the case.
Oh.
So I don't know. It's like some wild shit.
I don't know. I have PixArt. Like, I could fucking make that text.
Oh, yeah, I can make that. We used to make texts like that all the time. Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't text anymore. Fuck. I'd be admitting tons of shit all the time.
Shut up. Probably just to my wife. That's it.
I didn't say who. I said how many, bro.
You fucking pilgrim.
I'm talking about
probably just to the love of my life.
He's like, and I love you, man. You jerk off to pictures
and
of
it
your wife.
In digital form, I sent a Polaroid in the mail addressed to her. I got the mail that day, but I left it on her desk so she could open it. Boy, was she surprised when she pulled out that humongous hog of mine that didn't even fit in the frame.
I put a fucking stamp on the... Wasted a whole stamp. That was a Polaroid of the dick.
You know, the more stamps you put, the more it weighs. Yeah, heavy dick. Made the Polaroid heavy. Dick ass.
She's like, fuck, I wish he would just use his phone. wasting all these stamps.
Where do you even find Polaroid film?
Yeah, I know. Like,
send it to me in a text.
All the money we put away with stamps.com.
Okay, Gary's the only person that takes a dick pic and then has to rewind so he can take another picture. He's like...
One of them old Oh, that'd be a fire-ass gift. Like, remember those cameras where you would put the little white disc with, like, and you would change the camera.
Yeah.
Was it called like a Picto some shit?
Yeah. All right, imagine you could get a custom one.
Pictorama?
You could get a custom one.
With your dick all on it?
Yeah, so you give the wife or your significant other or whoever you're sending your dick pics to.
Here's my idea for it.
And it's like every picture you change is a dick pic of yours. And it's your
different
dick.
Angles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's different hats, different costumes.
I want to do it.
Here I am circumcised. Here I am after the circumcision. Or before the circumcision.
Mine's gonna be educational. I want mine to be.
It's just like you're right, with the surgery. Here they are shaving my dick.
A bruised ass dick at some point.
Yeah. The recovery
dick, dog. He just told you he got circumcised.
Yeah, yeah. But why is it bruised? Who's fighting your dick?
No,
the question should be, why are you sending your significant other 12 pics of your progress of being circumcised?
That's not surprising to me. No. I would think you want her to see your progress.
But it's supposed to be a loving gift.
Here's what I want my little pictorama thing to be. Okay. I want it to be like the evolution of a boner. So it's like when it starts off, it's just like this. And it's like click, 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 click.
He's sending silent movies and shit.
Yo, that's fucking educational.
He's sending silent movies with the little music.
And she just has a Charlie Chaplin mustache on the head and a top hat.
Not impressed.
Yo.
Back to Pornhub. What a shot.
Jesus Christ. Gary don't respect my dick, man.
Yo, can you imagine?
Neither do many.
Because women aren't really known to like go into just to do porn, to watch porn.
Yeah.
No, they do it. They do it.
No, but like it just be sick.
Oh, they do it.
Your weak ass dick pic sends you to fucking Pornhub and be sick.
Yo, what dude was seriously sitting there and was like, yo, you know what she needs?
Yeah.
Picture my dick. Yeah.
That's wild.
The first ever
dick. The first ever dick pic. Like, yeah. Nah.
Actually, let's be honest.
That she was on a fucking Nokia.
100 men.
Yep.
Got the first cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or the first ability to send a pic.
Mm-hmm. All of our dads.
On cell phone. Mm-hmm. Imagine 100 men.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say first thing 80% of them did. Send her dicks.
You think?
So 80 out of 100 of those.
No.
To each other.
Yeah.
Because we're the first 100 men with phones. Yeah.
Women couldn't afford it.
Yeah. What's picture funny is phones. That makes sense. That makes perfect
they
sense because amongst friends,
phones.
You do stupid shit. So,
then they got bold and started sending women dick pics.
Yeah. Because like you wouldn't think.
Wait, trannies?
What?
He said women dick pics.
Yeah. No, he did, but no.
See, I see it.
You see me? You hear me knocking?
I see your dick.
You hear me knocking? Let me in.
What was that door sound we did earlier?
Awful refrigerator, yeah. Awful oven is what it was.
Yeah.
Y'all both got dusty, dusty old.
Gary!
No, we good, fam. Not that sound.
Call me gamey. Tonight I'll be like, yo, call me Gamey.
Gary,
tonight when
Gary like call me by my name.
Call me name. Call me by my namey.
Call me namey. I want to throw this microphone through that fucking window right now.
I don't know whose shots be worse.
Shit.
I don't know whose shots be worse. Yours or Ricardo's.
Call me Namey.
Sometimes it's neck and neck.
Oh, I think I came me.
Oh, God. Never mind. Never fucking
I had to one up this bitch.
You honestly didn't have to, bro.
No, I had to. You're not going to out that joke me, bitch.
You can't blame me.
Oh, I feel like we're the same.
Oh, you're so lamey. Come on, man.
You fucking slamey. Holy shit. Yo, I wouldn't be mad.
Yo, Mike.
I wouldn't even care. If Mike quit right now, I would completely understand. Like, I get it. We're a lot.
Come on, Mike join in.
Mike, quit the pod right now, live.
Who is the best director of the Spider-Man movies? Come on, join in.
Sam Raimi! Yeah, boy!
That was a good ending.
Holy shit, that was funny.
That was actually a really good ending.
Hey, you know what?
To a very terrible segment. Mm-hmm.
You might do it for the money. You might do it for the fame. We do it for the shits and gigs. We out!
Or the famey.
Wait, hold up. Why are you wilding like this? Like, why are you like this, bro? He doesn't want to lose fire. So he's like, he has no tuck to fit shit in. Like, he doesn't even have a tuck to put it in. He said, I'm going to just blurt it out. Fuck my tucks.
I'm supposed to tuck it?
Yeah, he's supposed to leave that in the tuck.
Gary, nah, I don't mean
Gary tells you when we're done.
Oh, that shit's fired, all right?
You just took us out for no reason.
how long we been going?
Little pee-pee poo-poo check.
How long we been going?
55.
Oh, that's about right. Never mind. You're about right.
Oh, shit, look at me.
Well, I had... I had another topic.
Gary, we haven't gotten to anything in your phone, bro.
No, I've had my phone in my hand the whole time.
But this is how pods should
be. Welcome to the Patreon. All right, let's go, Gary. We got a 30-minute episode coming through. What you got for me?
All right, construct your favorite burger and pizza. Go.
Well, this motherfucker likes this burger a la mode, so I don't know.
Think of your favorite burger. Do you like a lot of shit on the burger?
I'm going grilled onions. I'm going provolone. I'm going some... Let's go some fucking. Let's get some Wagyu beef in that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you.
I'm putting some mushrooms in that, John. And
medium. What are you doing?
I'm going medium rare.
Okay. Medium rare, huh?
You're going about this all wrong.
I'll take a shit right now. Medium rare. On some ground beef. I need the ground beef to be medium.
Okay.
I feel like you're going about this wrong.
But let me finish. He just asked each individually,
it
bro.
It is his turn. Yeah, it is his turn.
Hey, man. God bless.
Shut up.
You got a couple tucks. Put all your burger in your tucks.
Shut up.
Put your burger and your peaks in your tucks. All right. What did I say? I'll say grilled onions, mushrooms. Grilled onions, mushrooms. Provolone. Wagyu beef.
Mm-hmm.
Provolone. We're going sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread. Okay.
I'm not big on bacon. I don't want no cheat chili on there. And I think that's where it stops for me.
Okay, that's your favorite. So it's basically a simple burger.
I don't want no onion. You got grilled onions. I don't want lettuce and tomato on my burger.
It's a high-end simple burger. Yeah. No disrespect
simple
to your burger.
Simple burger for a simple ton.
All right, go ahead. Hit me with your burger.
Never call me a ton again, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you put too much emphasis on that last. Yeah.
Shout out to our new podcast, Tons of Fun.
Go ahead. Tell me your burger. All right,
so this is why I said I think you're doing it wrong. You were like trying to build your ideal burger.
Which is what he said.
But here's the best burger I ever had.
Oh, okay.
I used to go with my mom to do laundry on Saturdays. It was on Vine and Santa Monica. There used to be a laundromat there. It's not there anymore. But there was like a little Salvadorian restaurant, a panaderia around or in the little shopping mall. And I got a bacon cheeseburger from there. And it's to this day, the best bacon cheeseburger I've ever had. That shit was just bacon, cheese, lettuce. The meat was like a thick ass patty. She was like a Mondo burger. Remember Good Burger?
Mondo burger, like
a thick ass fucking patty, and then like the bacon, it wasn't like the weak ass like crispy bacon on the McMuffins. That shit was like the thick cut. That shit was like pork belly almost.
Yeah,
and that was it.
That sounds delicious.
She was fire.
I was gonna say it sucks when you gotta like the burgers disappear, like those joints disappear because like
doesn't exist anymore.
You never get that flavor back.
Now it's a Yoshinoya, so that's cool.
Nah, it ain't cool at all, Rich.
You don't know what beef? You don't know what the beef is?
Nah.
Yo, give me a large beef. Actually, give me the combo XL large beef.
Best thing at Yoshinoya is their clam chowder.
Who the fuck gets soup?
Clam chowder.
You get soup too?
Well, not now, but I used to.
Clam chowder is fire. It's like only $1.50.
You can't really get clam chowder wrong. So anywhere you get clam chowder is pretty fire.
I'm sure you can get
it
wrong.
I'm sure you can, but like...
Yeah, you don't put clams in that shit? Yeah. That ain't no clam chowder.
Subway, Sizzler.
Did you put Spam in this? Is this Spam chowder? I don't want to eat this shit.
Spam. Where am I? Hawaii?
What? Am I in Greece? Is this lamb chowder? I won't eat this shit.
Yeah.
What is this fucking ham chowder? I don't want to eat this shit.
Where are you fucking?
Did you sell me fake tickets? What is this scam chowder? I don't want to eat this shit.
Little piece of tickets in there? Nah, but stupid.
Oh, you got big ass.
You know it.
What's this yam chowder?
Nah. I'm gonna get,
you know it's bad when Gary has nothing for you, bro.
I'm coming back to what he said.
No, stay with me.
Gary had... No, you lost Gary at that ticket one. Gary just looked at his the abyss and said, I got nothing, bro.
Are you skateboarding and listening to Fleetwood Mac? What's this crayon chowder?
You, it's hard. I know what you're going. Shots a dog face, I guess.
What else do I say? What's that, your man chowder?
I mean, you know what's crazy is like he's thinking of like actual pretty good things. They're just not great.
But he's I took the idea and then I ran chowder.
Fuck, man.
Jesus Christ. To those of you that think slow, you'll probably never understand chowder.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of dad jokes,
you guys are supposed to be yes and chowder in me.
Come on, give it to him. That was a good one. Yeah, he didn't give up on it.
That's the thing. Like, he's not giving up.
I'm done now. But, yeah. For sure. Yo, cut that.
Now, you racist.
No, we're keeping
Oh, you think
that.
I'm in the Klan, y'all?
Set him up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he threw it up in the air, and then I went for the slam, chowder.
Da-da-da.
Let the boys be boys. Oh, all right. Man. All right, we're done.
Let's reel it back in.
Yeah, please.
What about your pizza, Mike? Oh, tell me about your pizza, Mike.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. All right, do you like a lot of toppings?
Do you like a lot of ham?
Yo, remember when I ended the pod 15 minutes ago?
15 minutes ago, bro.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, now that Mike copied me, I think I got the upper hand chowder.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I'm done.
All right, come on, man.
No.
It's just like just the let end it flow. This is like the end of 8 Mile. I'm just fucking going off right now.
Spaghetti. Speaking of spaghetti, yeah. Your pizza, Mike.
Yeah, your pizza. Fair pizza.
Fair pizza's Costco pizza.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the slices are like fucking 12 inches long.
Yeah, dog. And that shit, the veggie, the supreme.
Yo, I gotta eat Costco pizza like I'm sucking dick. I gotta roll up the
Wait,
slice.
Because you like. Never mind.
I got a pepper grind the slice. That shit is like 12 inches. It's like eating a fucking Uber.
Freak could be like, God,
Drek.
Fuck. Now all the toppings be falling on the floor if you're doing that.
Not if you just get pepperoni.
I'm trying to see. I don't
know. But he said supreme, that's why.
I don't know if Gary's like trying to think to add to your jokes or I'll try to stay on topic. Every time I see him look into the abyss, I be thinking he's about to come with another joke to add to your joke.
He's about to come.
Yeah.
Every time I look at his eyes, I think he's about to look come.
It's like he's like, man, fuck that pizza shit. What can I say?
I think, I'm
on both sides.
I think Gary. Yeah, I think Gary is down to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, when you get on
Gary
like
goes
that,
down the rabbit hole.
You know, like when you get on the really tall water slide and you're like up there and you're holding on to the thing. And you're not sure if... Oh, I got to talk to somebody. And you're not sure if you should, like, let go or not. That's Gary half the time when I'm talking. And then when I say something that actually gets him to laugh, then he's like, wee! And he goes down the slide with me.
No, I think that's me. Gary's all the way with it. Gary's always all the way with it.
Speaking of high places, how high does it have to be for you to be afraid of heights? How high do you have to be to be afraid of heights?
What constitutes afraid? Because like, I'm not really, like... The feeling you get because I'm
scared right now.
Because being in pretty high places,
I'm high as fuck.
I'm not afraid. It's just my balls. Like you, oh shit.
You feel it. Yeah. So on Goliath,
or
a 6 foot ladder. Can a 6 foot ladder?
He said a 6 foot.
A 6 foot ladder or Six Flags. So which
you're
one?
You on a 6 foot?
You want 6 foot? Six
I mean,
flag.
I'm not shaking it.
Well,
shake.
Oh god.
Still got it.
I don't think I'm afraid of heights. My body's acting different with heights, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking like, I'm...
What, it's working?
No, my equilibrium just fucking...
What the fuck you call it?
Equilibrium. What did I used to call?
He's like, yo, I switched my equalizer. I feel way better. I feel like Queen Latifah right now.
Yo, what was the thing I used to say
I know, I used to feel like Queen Latifah.
Was it
now I feel like Denzel. I'm the equalizer.
Was it documentary?
What would you call a documentary before?
I forget. There was something that I got wrong.
Documentary?
No.
No,
it was documentary.
And the cockumentary.
You hear now. You hear now.
Or we saw the fist that I put in the
sockumentary.
Okay.
The fist that I put on the on the text messages. A chockumentary.
Okay, okay. No. You gotta keep it going. He started it. You gotta keep it going.
I play sports. They made a documentary about okay. me.
Nice. Let's go.
And then every time I look through your window, I call it a stockumentary.
Nice. All right, here we go.
I make really big sandwiches. Fuck.
Damn. I didn't
say an occumentary.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
Hey, no, it's all right. Pick it back up.
It's kind of hard to do this shit when you're put on the spotumentary.
Yeah. I think we're good there. Mm. Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you was cooking.
It thickens. The plotumentary.
Yo.
But when I'm hot to squat, I still got a squatumentary. I meant to say hot to trot. Fuck.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right.
I fucked that little giant.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
No, but
who's that at the door? It's a knockumentary.
Yo. No, actually, he looks like he's coming from a space. That must be Captain Spockumentary.
Yo.
No, that's my Thea. A onsumentary.
It hits.
Sometimes when Gary takes a shot, I just wish I could jump up and blockumentary.
Nice. You guys are really rappers.
Actually, I can double down on that. I want to block his shotumentary.
All
right. Yeah. You know what? At first, when you guys were doing this shit, wasn't with it. But I'm enjoying the fact that you guys are able to do it. I'm not.
You got one?
I mean.
No. That was good.
Okay.
I mean, he could get some more.
I mean. But
just the next one that popped into my head was probably like.
Popumentary. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm good.
What is too much for you?
You won.
Is too much mentory? I don't know.
I mean, when you throw it up, I'm just going to go up and grab the lobumentary. You know what I mean? Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
Good thing this is going on Patreon. No one's going to see this.
No, we're seeing it.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
I'm biting my lip.
Can you blur my face the whole episode? Just put like fuzz? Like, you know, like just.
Fuzzumentary?
Yeah.
That was a bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll love it later. That's.
I thought my too much imagery was bad.
That's what I rapped with it.
That's not a thinker, Gary. Like, yeah, you'll get it later.
No. When you hear it. No.
You'll get it later.
Gary made it seem like that shit went over our heads. Bitch, you thought you mentory?
Over your thoughts, you mentory.
Nice.
I just skipped to me.
Yeah.
That was a double entendre mentory.
Mike, can you not you mentory, bitch?
That's trash. I tried.
Got him.
He got you mentory. I needed that one.
Oh, man.
What's funny is I purposely stay out of this because I knew I didn't have anything.
No, trust. It was tough, you meant tree.
Not even rhyming anymore.
Yeah, now you just being
now you just saying lazy. Anything just and putting you mentory
after it. Nah, it's going over your head.
Enough, you meant
tree. Yes, it's just going over the top, you meant tree.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
I'm better than this thing.
Yeah.
You're better than everything you've done this episode. But you did it anyway, and that's why we love you.
That's all I got. Hey, but no, for real. Biz Markie's dead, though? That's crazy.
He shits, we gigs, three big pigs in wigs. I'm rich, all up in this bitch. So I'm Mike, all up on the mic. Razzie in the building, and we're giving out hugs. It's lit in here, huh? This shits and gigs podcast.
Bronk.
So it was more like that.
Bronk. I think the bronk. It's the bronk for me. Bitch.
Don't make fun of the bronk.
You should be embarrassed. Aren't you embarrassed?
Don't make fun of the bronk.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Welcome to Shits and Gay.
Yeah, thank you.
Aren't you
embarrassed? Yo, Freako, take us out.
All right. You know what? I've been Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building. I was like, wait, let me remember.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Y'all watching the World Cup?
Bitch. Razzy in the building, definitely in the building. Potter to my right.
Yo, are y'all watching World
Cup? Jesus Christ.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
Y'all do this for money. Some do it for fame. We do it for the shits and gigs. We out.